Friends, let me just tell you a simple story today that had a profound effect upon me whenever I first heard it. Up on the North Coast, there was a dear saint of God, a lovely Christian woman that I got to know well. She came along to her Bible studies on a Wednesday evening, and she came along as well to our Sunday night gospel service, although she belonged to a different denomination in the town. Whenever I went to visit her, she would often relate a sad story of whenever she was a little girl. Her father had died whenever she was relatively young. He was a farmer. He had died in tragic circumstances, left his widow with a lot of debt, so much so that she had to sell the family farm. Now, this woman said that all my aunts and uncles and all of my mother's in-laws, they were all professing Christian people, and they belonged to one of the largest churches in the area, a very large religious Protestant denomination in this country. And she said, yet, whenever we were young, whenever our backs were against the wall, such were the circumstances of my father's passing that they were all embarrassed, and none of them loaned a helping hand. My mother's back was against the wall. She was left penniless, left with quite a lot of shame. But she said there was a poor widow, a Roman Catholic who lived in the town of Enniskillen. She heard about her plight. She extended a hand of love. She brought my mother and us young children into her little terraced home in the centre of Enniskillen. And she provided for all of her needs until at last my mother got us back on our feet again. Now, that lady that told me that story went on to become a very wealthy woman. She did exceedingly well in her profession. She was involved with some of the security forces, and she eventually, I think, got the MBE. She worked a lot in West Belfast, and she says whenever she was working in the Falls Road, her life was under threat on many occasions, and oftentimes it was people like that little widow Roman Catholic woman from County Fermanagh that warned her in the Falls Road of the plight that she was in, things that they had heard, and they brought her into their home to preserve and to protect her life. And she often related about the love that she had for the Roman Catholic community. And yet, whenever she needed the most, the Christians, the Protestants that she was connected with within her family circle, they were the ones who did nothing, who said nothing, who offered no helping hand. And she coined a little phrase that she used over and over again with her experience, the empty pride of Protestantism. The empty hollow pride of Protestantism. And that's a phrase that has stuck with me ever since. You know, she says, I see people who go to churches. I see people who join marching bands, who join loyal orders. I see people who hold office in church, who sit at communion, who take out membership in church. They're Protestant people. They march on the 12th. They beat the big drum. They go to all of these great events. And they boast in their Protestantism. They boast in their loyalism. They sometimes boast in their evangelicalism and in their Christianity. But for what she saw, so much of it was empty, hollow pride, and they would look down their nose at their Catholic neighbour. And yet, she says, whenever we needed help, whenever we needed support, whenever we needed comfort, whenever we needed love, all I could see was the empty, hollow pride of Protestantism. And friends, in this nation of ours, I see that more and more and more. I'm a Protestant by conviction. I don't make an apology for that. But I take the title Christian to heart a lot more than I take the title Protestant to heart, because in this province of ours I see so much of the empty pride of Protestantism. I've no axe to grind with people who are involved in the loyal orders or any of those things. I have no problem if you're involved in that at all. But what I do have a problem with is what I saw on social media just after the big centenary celebrations the other day on Saturday past, the Jubilee celebrations. And I saw many, many people in those pictures on social media, professing Christians, evangelical believers, and many of them haven't been out to church in 2 or 2.5 years. They've never attended a public place of worship in 2.5 years. They don't attend prayer meetings. They haven't been there for 2.5 years. And yet they'll look down their nose at their Roman Catholic countrymen. They'll take this great pride in following a band and taking their place as Protestants. And yet, whenever the rubber hits the road, there's no desire for Christ. There's no desire for prayer. There's no desire to reach out to your neighbour, to love our neighbour. There's no desire to evangelise. There's no desire to support God's work. There's no desire to sit at the Lord's table. There's no desire to worship the Lord's name. There's no desire to invite others out under the sound of the gospel. In fact, they have no desire for the gospel themselves. And they say that they're saved. They say that they're Christian people. They say that they know the Lord. They say that they love the Lord. And yet, Protestantism, in a secular sense, has become an idol for so many people in this land. All that goes with it. And yet, very little desire for Christ. And it reminds me so much of what I read about in the Word of God in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, and verse number 8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The empty pride of Protestantism. Maybe you take your place as a Protestant. Do you know what a Protestant is? Maybe take your place as a Christian. Do you really know what a Christian is? Do you seek first the kingdom of God? Have you crowned Jesus Christ as King of your life? Are you burdened for the lost? Do you think you're better than your Catholic neighbour? Dear friends, these things are so important that we take them to heart and really seek first the kingdom of God and have a heart for Jesus Christ, who said, "If you love me, then keep my commandments." Maybe it's time for our reality check. The hollow, empty pride of Protestantism. I trust that you'll receive this message in the spirit in which it's intended, but let's not fall into the trap of being Protestant idolaters. Let's seek first the kingdom. Let's enthrone Jesus Christ in our hearts and lives. Let us honour the Lord's day. Let us obey the Lord's commandments. Let us take up Christ's cross. Let's get back to the house of God, back to the place of prayer, and let's see what God can do. May God bless you, and maybe you're a Protestant, but you're not actually a Christian. Think about these things. Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, who was a religious man, "Ye must be born again." See you next time, friends. Bye-bye.